You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Good morning. Can anything be done to lower high water levels on Lake Michigan? Well, that might depend on who you ask. A coalition of frustrated property owners say drastic measures can be taken to bring lake levels down, but others disagree. It's a cold and windy afternoon in Manistee when Ron Wilson trudges through snow to check on his shuttered cottage. Not much has changed since he was last here, which is good because just a few feet of land separate the beach house from Lake Michigan.
We once had a deck out here, but the storms in mid-October just took out all the beach in front of us.
Ron Wilson's great-grandfather built the cottage in 1933. Since then, it's been the spot for huge family gatherings every summer. His son even got married on the beach here 6 years ago. But during a big storm this fall, huge waves from a brimming Lake Michigan shook the walls of the modest beach house. Wilson feared nearly 90 years of family memories was crashing to an end.
I was crying because you could sense that this was going to be the last time we're going to be seeing the cottage, that the cottage was going to be falling into the lake.
Luckily for Wilson, it wasn't the end. A local contractor came out just in time to dump a bunch of boulders into the water in front of the cottage, a sort of break wall, to limit more erosion from the high waves. But Wilson wants more than just a break wall. He wants lower lake levels.
And that would be a lot more help for property owners around the lake.
Now, Ron Wilson is also the president of the Great Lakes Coalition. It's an alliance of several thousand property owners, all concerned about preserving their shoreline. On behalf of the Great Lakes Coalition, Wilson wrote a letter to the International Joint Commission, or IJC, asking for drastic action to lower lake levels. The IJC is an advisory organization. It's made up of three Canadian commissioners and three U.S. commissioners. And when there's an issue on any body of water that borders the U.S. and Canada, the IJC helps resolve it. That includes the Great Lakes. When water levels are extreme, shoreline property owners often look to the IJC for possible solutions. What Ron Wilson and the Great Lakes Coalition have suggested to the IJC is this: let more water out of Lake Michigan through the Chicago River and restore the natural flow of a couple of Canadian bodies of water.
Reverse the flow back into, you know, the Hudson Bay as opposed to coming into Lake Superior. And that would reduce the water levels by, you know, 6 to 8 inches. Plus, increasing the flow, you know, be a foot, and that would be a lot.
In the 1940s, an Ontario power company diverted water flowing into Long Lock and the flow of the Agoki River in Canada. They did this by building dams to generate hydroelectric power. Before the dams, the Long Lock and Agoki flowed north into Hudson Bay. But after the diversions were built, the water flowed south into Lake Superior and down through the chain of Great Lakes. In a report by the International Joint Commission, those two diversions raised the average water level on Lake Michigan by over 4 inches. Wilson thinks reversing the Long Lock and Agoki back to their natural flow, plus a few other tweaks here and there, could lower water levels on Lake Michigan and ease some of the pressure on shoreline property owners, even if it's a matter of inches. But there's a problem.
Manipulations of those diversions is not something the IJC can do. We don't have control over those diversions.
That's Jeff Cart with the IJC.
Changes to the Long Lock and Agoki diversions are governed by the province of Ontario, and the Chicago diversion is governed by a U.S. Supreme Court ruling.
The Great Lakes Coalition hopes the IJC would make recommendations to those governing bodies. But Cart says even if the diversions were reversed, it really wouldn't have much of an effect for shoreline property owners in Michigan.
The IJC did a report in 1988 that found that closing the Long Lock and Agoki diversions could reduce the level of Lake Michigan by about 2 to 3 inches, but it would take 2 years.
And that's simply because the Great Lakes are so big. Cart says right now they're getting slammed with requests from people worried about their property and wanting the IJC to do something about it. He says it's natural for them to want to look to somebody to solve their problems. Great Lakes expert Peter Annan agrees.
I feel for the people who are so frustrated by these water levels. I really do.
Annan directs the Mary Griggs Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation at Northland College in Wisconsin. And he also wrote the book Great Lakes Water Wars.
The hard part about Great Lakes water levels is that what's good for you can actually hurt someone else. What I hear and what we tend to hear regularly is solutions that hurt other people, and those aren't really solutions.
Annan says the cost of solutions like those proposed by the Great Lakes Coalition would be high both economically and environmentally. For example, shutting down the two dams in Canada and restoring the Long Lac and Ogoki's natural flow would cost Ontario power generation revenue and electricity generated by the dams. Electricity costs for residents up there would spike, and a whole lot of water would suddenly be back in the Hudson Bay watershed after not being there for a really long time.
That whole ecosystem up there has over, you know, almost, what, 3/4 of a century gotten used to not having all that water around. You've got cottages up there. You have First Nations people who live up there.
So where does all this leave people like Ron Wilson of Manistee, people in desperate need for something to be done to save their property? Annan says the reality is solutions like the ones being talked about are pretty unrealistic.
I think the solution, as frustrating as it is adaptation. I don't think it's going to be realistic to try and wrap our big arms around this entire globally significant system that has 20% of the Earth's fresh surface water and think we can wrestle it to the ground and control it.
Right now, Lake Michigan is over 3 feet higher than its average for December, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers predicts levels will only get higher in 2020.
We have to learn to live with this volatility. I don't think we're going to be able to fix it. And that doesn't sound like a solution to a lot of people. I understand that. But I don't think it's realistic to think we're going to be able to engineer our way out of this volatility on a basin-wide basis.
In the meantime, property owners can put boulders down, like Ron Wilson did, and hope. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Dan Wanshura.